CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And Fire It Up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
On CBS Radio's The Sky. Sky.
Welcome back to Fire It Up with CJ. Our guest today is intuitive coach Sue Frederick, and she's the author of I See Your Soulmate. If you want to call in, you can do that now at 248-545-7685, or you can send an instant feedback to New Sky Radio. Just make sure you give us your birthday, the month, the day, and the year when you write in or call in, and we are going to be taking some phone calls.
So welcome back, everybody. Hi, I'm CJ Liu, and we have Sue Frederick, who is the author of I See Your Soulmate, and we've been talking about how to have a romantic Valentine's Day and about your soulmate. And we have a caller, Kimberly from Minnesota, and she shared with us her birthday, and she wants to ask Sue about soul contracts. Welcome, Kimberly.
Thank you.
Glad to
have
you
know,
here.
You're going to have to chat with her for a second, because for some reason, Sue is not there any longer on the line.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
So you guys can chat, and we can talk about soulmate, and then wait for Sue to call back.
Okay, Kimberly, so tell me a little bit about your question about soul contracts.
Well, I was really just wondering, like, right now I'm currently in a relationship with a very wonderful man, but there tends to be undercurrents of anger and blame, and just kind of wondering, you know, it's like, how do you know when that's actually a soulmate with a contract, you know, just to push my buttons to get me to grow, or whether it's time to be done with it and just know that maybe it wasn't, that maybe I went into it from too logical of a perspective instead of a heart connection.
Yeah. How would you describe what your heart connection feels like right now with him? I mean, does there, when you were with him, what were the things that were the things that...
Yeah. I hate to say it, but I don't know. It's like I've talked about this before with some people. I don't feel like there's ever been a sense of communion. Like I heard what you were saying with you just, you know, you had that intuitive knowing. And I tend to be pretty darn intuitive, but, you know, like he fit my list. Just an absolutely wonderful man who has integrity and adores me, which so then the question also becomes, am I just running, like, because I like, you know, it's easy to run away from problems. So how do you know when you're just running or when it's time to be done? And whether or not this is truly a soul contract or not.
So Kimberly, I'm here. I was disconnected. This is Sue, and then I'm back here. And can I talk to her now about it?
Yeah, sure. I didn't know if you heard did you hear the question. Okay,
yeah.
Good. Perfect.
All right. And then, Kimberly, I did hear the end where you're wondering about this man, but let me ask you, how long have you been with him?
We met over 9 years ago, but we've been married 7.5 years.
All right. So here's what's going on. You are, this year, entering into a year that you need to really be owning your power in every area. And you're an old soul. You have a beautiful healing energy about you. You're very intuitive, as you say, but there are some areas of your life that you've been holding back in. And in this year, you have to speak your truth in every area. And by next year, you're either walking away from the relationship here or you're going to heal it and reinvent it, but it requires you to bring your full truth and your full self into this relationship to make it work.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It does.
Are you willing to do that, do you think?
That's the question. And that's something that I am trying to sit with. And I think that's what I have been trying to sit with instead of just running away and trying to be clear, but I have definitely found it difficult to be clear on that.
Yeah. Well, one thing I want you to think of is this is really a final lifetime for you. So you're going to be handed a lot of challenges that require you to step into your compassion, your forgiveness, your healing love, and not to be disappointed and bitter, which will throw you very much off path. And this relationship gives you a great opportunity to make that choice.
Okay. Okay.
Does that feel right?
Yes. Yes.
Are you happy with your career?
Yes, I love it. It's still morphing. I have a practice where I combine healing with flower essences, herbalism, massage therapy, craniosacral, and kundalini yoga.
And that's where I want you to put all of your energy this year, 2013, because when I say owning your power, this business really needs to get bigger and bigger, and this is the year that it will happen. And if you throw all of your energy into it this year, it's going to take off and fulfill you in so many ways that you will not be so discontent with your husband. You'll be so fulfilled by your work.
Okay. That's great. Thank you.
Any other questions?
No. So I guess just to clarify, there's no quote unquote right or wrong with this relationship. It's merely a choice.
Well, here's the beautiful thing. We have soulmate agreements and we have free will.
Yeah.
And we want to think that it's either destiny or free will, but it's actually both, which makes things a lot more complicated than, you know, we would like. But you get to choose in this relationship if you're going to move forward with him, but you get to choose if you're going to fulfill your own soul mission while you move forward with him or without him.
Ah, okay.
But your soul mission is more important even than what you do about this relationship.
Ah, okay.
It's prioritizing.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I heard. This is your year to prioritize. Thank you so much, Kimberly, for calling. We actually have another caller who sent in some information from Seattle, and she's wondering about her compatibility. Thank you so much, Kimberly.
CJ?
Yeah, so Sue, we had some birth dates that that I'd sent you about some folks in Seattle. Could you give us a sense of their compatibility? And
right, okay. So I looked at these two birth dates and birth paths, and one thing I'll say is that the first person, I'm going to have to use a name or some description here. I know she wanted it to be confidential. I will call her Loretta, okay?
Okay.
Loretta is really a divine master soul. She's on the 33, the highest frequency path a person can come in on. Huge, huge ability to heal and help people, which obviously she's already beginning to do or doing in her work. But this year is a year where she's longing for deeper love and deeper commitment and deeper heart opening, and so that's probably why she's wondering about her partner. And their relationship number is a 7, and that means that what it needs, and especially right now, is it needs to be brought together through spiritual connection, meaning daily meditation together, talking about what they each believe in, going in on retreats together to explore ideas, practicing intuitive connection. One of the steps in my book is how do you strengthen your intuitive connection with your partner? Well, they have a good intuitive connection, but they need to work on it and make it stronger right now. If they don't do these spiritual sorts of things, their relationship can really deteriorate to where they're critical of each other.
Mm. How about if the partner doesn't want to do? I mean, not everyone's into this spiritual kind of stuff. What does one do if you have a partner who doesn't want to do that?
Well, we're bringing up the idea of the free will. If they do this together, they're fulfilling their agreement, and they will love each other and continue on. If one partner isn't going to go there, then Loretta has to go there by herself anyway because she is this incredible master soul. She cannot give up her spirituality or hide it in this lifetime. She's really got to own it. And she is on the highest frequency path a person can choose. No way that she can let a partner keep her from making spirituality a huge part of her life.
So if you look at her partner, Sam, partner number two, what would you say is their path and her, what she's supposed to do to support and be compatible with that person?
Well, that person is a Pisces 1. Their partner is a Pisces 1, which means that their lesson in this lifetime is to believe in themselves no matter what and to follow their own unique vision in the world. But she's also a Pisces, which means she's very intuitive and very evolved. So it's they are capable, these two. They've been in other lifetimes together. They are very capable in this lifetime of digging deep and embracing the unknown, the divine, and bringing that into their relationship and moving forward happily. However, the second partner, Sam, may decide that it's too threatening, because it would only be self-doubt that would hold Sam back from wanting to do this. And I hope that she doesn't make that choice.
Okay. All right, great. Now we actually have another person, Heather from Toronto, and she just turned 50, and she's wondering, we got this from an instant feedback, and she's wondering if her soulmate is out there. Her birthday is February 2nd, 1963.
So I'd like to say to Heather that, you know, you're on a path of a lot of passion and a lot of change, and I know that you've sort of been searching for that soulmate for a long time, but I will say that you've just started a new cycle of your life that's going to be the most powerful, intense 9-year cycle that you've ever had in a lifetime. It's requiring you to be some sort of alternative healer. I hope that maybe you're working in alternative health or alternative foods. That's really where your work should be. And along with that, there is a true love partner coming in for you. Literally within a year, like 2014 is a true love year for you, Heather, but make sure that you are, number one, embracing your highest self, meditating, beware of any addictive things. It's time to give up any sort of problems with addiction and really focus on your spiritual center and then allow this partner to come in next year and remember that you have gifts in the alternative healing realm.
Beautiful. I love the idea of waiting, too. It's so hard for us to do that, though, isn't it?
But we're not supposed to be sitting around just waiting. You know, we're supposed to be focusing on our path and our great work.
I know, but it's still hard. Like, I remember going to a psychic once, and they said, you will have to wait another year. I'm like, seriously? So what am I supposed to do between now and then? But here's what I'm hearing you say.
You're not supposed to be doing. You're not supposed to be going out and just dating losers and wasting your time and energy. You're supposed to be developing your spiritual life, focusing on getting your great work done, changing your career if it needs to be changed. All of these things send up the beacon of light that attracts your soulmate.
I like that. So then sometimes there's certain years where it's like, it's just not happened for your sister. Just, you know,
it's a time to get work done. Right.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, and especially when people are in a 9-year and end of a cycle, they're cleansing, they're surrendering, they're letting go. If they bring a partnership in, it's only going to be a karmic teaching partnership, meaning a relationship that doesn't last long and teaches them a big lesson.
Okay. I wish I had known that earlier. But thank you for telling me now.
I know.
Thank you for your incredible reading.
Well, my great heartbreak came into my life when I was in a 9-year, that's for sure.
I think I've had one of those too or more than that. So we're going to be taking a break. We'll be right back when we talk about how you vibrate that right kind, send out the right vibe to people. We'll be right back.